Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bella Via, and as we have every Friday at 11, Dee Cosby joins us. You can read her stuff, dcosby.substack.com. Dee, great to have you back.
Hey, it's great to be able to speak with you.
I am, I'm really happy to talk with you, Dee, as always. And I want to get your thoughts. So on, well, I'm going to get the day wrong here. On when, no, Tuesday, we had the Buffalo Democratic candidate mayoral debate leading up to the primaries. Got to hear from all five candidates. Obviously, Sean Ryan and Chris Scanlon got a majority of the questions. But what was your overall takes from the five candidates?
You know what? I think that the biggest takeaway for me was what Rashi Wyatt said. You know, he made a statement about, you know, we're always a day late and a dollar short, you know, when it comes to, you know, growing businesses and being part of a business growth in the area. And he's absolutely right. We get in on everything at the tail end. And the example he used was the Bills Stadium. You know, we come to the table really after everything was done. And he's absolutely right. In order to grow our city, in order to boost businesses in our area, we should be at the table, and we being elected officials. You know, it's not like they're super busy. You know, there will be time to do this if that's what they so desire. They needed to be at the table when the initial discussion was being had, you know, and we weren't there. And it was one of the reasons why the stadium, you know, being in Buffalo was never part of a serious discussion. It never could be.
Yeah, you know, and that is something that Rashi Wyatt had been saying. You know, he gets a lot of criticism for being on the inside, just like Chris Scanlon. But Rashi Wyatt, I mean, he's come on this station numerous times and has been calling out the leaders, have been calling out city government. You know, that stadium, I think, is such a huge swing and miss, and they try to deflect the blame to the Pagulas, but again, the city did not make it ready. They didn't take infrastructure improvements. They did not, as Rashi Wyatt say, make it shovel ready, and it was such a generational miss for the city of Buffalo.
Yeah, and there was opportunity. There was plenty of time to do it. Because when businesses decide to, you know, to expand, to grow, or to rebuild part of their facility, it's not like they have a Monday morning meeting and say, hey, guys, what do you want to do next week? And they're, you know, they're deciding that the building or the process begins the following week. We're not at the table. Our leaders are not at the table. You know, they're always Johnny come lately. And then, you know, piss and moan about what's not being given or opportunities for the city.
Yeah, it's really sad because, you know, hey, nothing against Orchard Park. You know, I've been going there my entire life for Bills games, but it would have been really cool to see not only the Bills in Buffalo, the city they represent, but definitely for a city that's desperate for a win. It would have been a great thing to see for Western New York, I think.
Oh, yeah, agree. Absolutely agree.
You know, growing up, D, my parents always said, without Buffalo, there's no Amherst, there's no Orchard Park, there's nothing. And I think a lot of people in Western New York, they forget that. I mean, they forget that, you know, a strong Buffalo benefits all of Western New York. And I think, you know, us on the suburbs, D, we've got to be following what you all in the city are doing when it comes to this election.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is going to be an interesting election. You know, obviously, we know the two candidates that are, you know, really the strongest runners, you know, within the Democratic Party. So this is going to be interesting to watch, you know, and what I'm waiting to see is what's going to happen from, you know, the Republican candidate.
Yeah, James Gardner, who we'll be talking with in the next couple of weeks over on Hardline. Speaking of the two, Sean Ryan and Chris Scanlon, you know, Sean Ryan, obviously, he has a portion of the city in his Senate district, but not all of the city. What are your thoughts on Sean Ryan in this election compared to Chris Scanlon and the minimal time he's had as mayor? If you had to compare the two, say it came down, they threw all the rest of the candidates out, and the general election came down to those two men. How do you view it?
You know what? I don't really see much difference between the two of them. You know, they're both politicians. I don't see where, you know, I don't have high hopes that they're going to bring new processes. And that's what we need is new processes, you know, to the table. You know, I think, you know, if we had someone, you know, with just better ideas, you know, and I certainly think the best idea would be looking at how things are done in the city of Buffalo. And again, going back to what Wyatt said, you know, looking at the process, you know, we were not in the game. We were nowhere near the game. You know, we were spectators in what was happening and going to happen and is happening with the stadium. We need visionaries, not someone who just, you know, they spout out the same old rhetoric. And I see it in their commercials. You know, their political commercials. It's nothing new. I'm not excited about either one of them. If we didn't have a Republican, you know, candidate, you know, I mean, what's the difference between the two front runners? You know, if I had to vote for a Democratic candidate that's currently running for mayor, it would not be either of those two. It wouldn't be. I would vote for, you know, I know it would be a wasted vote. I doubt if, you know, a miracle can happen and we could get, you know, someone like Rashid Wyatt elected as mayor. But, you know, he's saying some interesting things, you know, and his heart is in the right place. He wants to do just a better job in how the city is managed. And we need a good manager within the mayor's office. And I just don't see it in Scanlon or, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
No, for sure. And, you know, like I said, I think Rashid Wyatt, he's been saying that stuff his entire time in the city council. And, you know, we're both Madai alums, D, so obviously I'd like to see Rashid Wyatt pull the upset. Something else going on in the city of Buffalo that's going on region-wide, but this is something that Mitch Nowakowski pointed out to us a few weeks ago, and I'd like to know your thoughts on it in the city of Buffalo and, you know, if you've seen any reaction from our elected officials to it, and that is more pharmacies closing. Rite Aid about to close all but like three locations in the area and create, as Mitch Nowakowski said, pharmacy deserts. Is this something that you're seeing, and what is if any response you've seen from elected officials?
You know what? I'm really hearing very little other than what Mitch Nowakowski, what he said. You know, there doesn't seem to be much of a reaction. But this is the prime example of why we need to be supporting more local businesses, you know. And I guess part of the, you know, when I hear, you know, that we have these, you know, these chain clothing, you know, that's because they're not making the money that they'd like to make in profits or whatever, you know, across the board. You know, they've had, you know, their years of, you know, really just fleecing the people, you know, through, you know, the pricing of drugs in our area. I just think that we need, you know, to take a look at the core issue of why, what can be done to make the industry more receptive and accessible and more economically available to all people. And I guess, you know, what I'm hearing, and I don't know a lot about this, but the pharmacy, the benefits, you know, we got a middleman who basically does nothing based on what I'm hearing, and they get paid for it. You know, they're siphoning money to, you know, to kind of manage a process. And I think we need to begin looking, and this is at every level, we need to start advocating for a better pharmaceutical system. You know, we've got an issue with pharmacies. We have a real issue with pharmacies, and, you know, with the closing, it is going to be a death. It makes a difference whether you have to travel, you know, 10 blocks. And for people who are sick, you know, this is may not be, you know, the best option and resource for them, you know, and delivery of your prescription is not always, it's not always good.
No, for a lot of people, this is the one thing that Amazon can't bail them out, because like you said, if you're sick, you need your medication now. You can't wait for your prime delivery in 2 days.
Right, right. And for me, I get, you know, I'm not on a lot of prescriptions, but I have a prescription that I have to take. And I, you know, I'm local. I do business locally. You know, I don't, you know, I'm not one of the people that will ever be caught up in, you know, the chain. You know, the national change. I don't do business with them. Not with something as important as my health. You know, I stay as close to home as possible, because there, this is the people locally are the pharmacies I can call up, you know, and I can have a conversation with, you know. I can't really do that with the national chain, you know, because they're, you know, they're a national chain, and their idea of customer service is really a lot different than what we see from locally, you know, owned and controlled businesses.
I think you're absolutely right. It's a great way to look at it. And, you know, hoping that local business can maybe take advantage of these customers that are waiting for a place, a community pharmacy. And yeah, I'm always local first. D, on your Substack, you wrote on Sunday, "Now is not the time for the peanut section, why heckling Trump isn't a strategy," talking about the institutions like the CIA, FBI, and issues like COINTELPRO and redlining. Explain to the listeners this piece that you posted.
Well, you know what? There's been a history, and, you know, certainly, you know, when Trump, during his first term, and, you know, when he began pointing out, you know, just the, you know, how the different agencies, the Justice Department, and, you know, these agencies were weaponized against them. You know, of course, you know, within the African-American community, we went, that's not new. You know, we know that, you know, government agencies have, you know, they spied on, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, this is a man who just said, you know, why can't we just all get along? You know, he was advocating for love and peace. He was a man of God. You know, and, you know, we have these power structures in place who, you know, just, you know, that's not their vibe. And I think what we're seeing now with Trump being back in office You know, you turn on the news, you turn it in the station, and all you hear is people, what sounds like heckling. You know, they're heckling the president, you know, heckling his own policies, heckling his approach. And I'm not saying that there might not be reason to certainly criticize, but we're at a spot now where the president is saying, listen, I'm overhauling every single agency. I'm going to air out their dirt. And here we have places like the Congressional Black Caucus who are just, you know, sitting on the sideline. And I'm saying, run in there. Run in there and advocate, as you do in other areas, you know, for justice for African-American communities. This is a time that they could go and work with Trump, you know, and, you know, certainly begin to restructure and help restructure these agencies in a way that will be beneficial to all people, but particularly to African Americans for generations and generations to come. They're not doing that. In fact, you know, we hear the criticizing. Yeah, they're, you know, they're going to break up the DOJ. And I'm thinking, like, it might not be a bad idea. Let's look at the history of these agencies and what they have done to, you know, to the African-American community and other communities for decades and decades and decades. And most recently, what they did to many of those participants that was in Washington on January 6th. Not everybody was a criminal.
No, and you know, D, I know we're only 6 months into the second term here, but I would like to see some of these, you know, these issues exposed. I know, you know, we've got 4 years to do it, but I'm hoping we see over the next few months a lot of these things that you mentioned exposed, and especially who all was there in the crowd on January 6th. Like you said, I don't think it was all just your everyday person.
Right. It wasn't. We know that to be true. We know it to be true. You know, for many people, this was their, you know, first time in Washington. This was their first time actually engaging in, you know, a demonstration. You know, this was, you know, people that we know, many who did not come there with larceny in their heart. They didn't come there to use zip ties. Now, there were people, you know, there with zip ties. That's a different conversation.
Yeah, no, like I've always said, there were people obviously who were there, and hey, they paid the price. But it's a lot of stuff that's happened in our history, and every other politician, they fall in line, they keep it covered up, and I'm just hoping that this administration doesn't fall in line and exposes. I mean, we should be able to trust our government again, and D, I think too many people, it's going to be hard to ever trust a government after what they've done for the last 60, 70 plus years.
Yeah. And you know what? I think, you know, certainly the president is, you know, he's making an effort to do that. And I think that's why he, you know, carefully handpicked his cabinet, you know. And certainly, you know, people can say, well, so-and-so is not qualified to lead this agency. But, you know, maybe sometime we need people who have less qualifications as a bureaucrat and more qualifications as a visionary and as a manager, as a leader, you know. I see what, you know, Trump is trying to do, and I'm just disappointed that there's not more people coming to the tables, at least saying, you know what, let us put this on the table, let's work together, let's craft, you know, something better and something more beneficial for everyone.
Amen. D. Cosby, always great talking to you, my friend.
Always great talking to you, Beamer. I love you.
Love you too, Dee. Dee Cosby here every Friday here on the David Bellavia Show. And make sure you catch up with her, dcosby.substack.com, where she posts her stuff. And great read from June 1st. If you didn't read it, make sure you go back, dcosby.substack.com, catch up with her. And like I said, she posts there, and you hear her here every Friday with David Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.